fucking story of my life at this point.
All right, Don, try again. Back away. Stop sucking the mic's dick. All right, now try it.
But it's so yummy. Please tell you fucking recording right now, aren't you? You son of a bitch.
Remember when we first met John McClane? Argyle picked him up from the plane and took him down to Nakatomi Tower to meet with Holly. He came to get her back and to be her man, but Hans and his buddies fucked up the plan, and that's about when everything went sour at the Christmas party. And the terrorists were overzealous, but it was sweet when they killed Ellis. And with a little help from Alan, John McClane kicked ass. We're gonna die.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Tanner Thursday on... what is it? January 14th, 2016. With me, your host, Shannon Young. Tanner Calvert not with us tonight. The man himself is at home nursing a bottle of something, probably. But I do have in this place a couple of very special people. To my left, the one-man B-team, Dalton the Hedgehog, DSL, Pussbot 5000. We won't go with that one. Dalton Manch. Hi, Dalton.
What's up, guys?
You forgot his new nickname.
Oh, Launchpad McDick. God
damn. And he added that last part recently. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I won't tell you why we call him that. I'm going to let the man with the golden voice down at the end of the table, Jesse Kimball, tell you why. Jesse, why we call him Launchpad McDick?
He wanted to fly my brand new drone around, and the first goddamn thing he did was ram it into a wall.
Goddamn right I did.
And it was spectacular.
It was spectacular. Those of you that are worried, the drone was fine. He didn't break it. But we gave him a whole lot of shit about it.
That's what the fans were worried about. How is the drone doing?
Yes.
The drone's good.
The drone's fine.
Okay.
The drone's fine.
Next to Jesse with the golden...
Cackle.
But not cankles.
No, I do not have cankles.
No cankles. Lindsay Wolfgang. Hi.
Hi.
Sad day today.
Yes.
We'll get that started off.
So, can we get, like, an exchange on 2016? I mean, it's... This year is clearly defective.
Seriously.
I feel like we've already suffered enough in 2016. Let's just move on to 2017.
I'm really hoping they'll give us some kind of compensation. Maybe double Christmas.
I mean, we haven't even had tax time yet.
Something.
They say deaths come in threes.
It's been like six.
Yeah, now they're coming in dozens.
Well, no, they're just doing different. It's like, all right, we got the music, we got the movies.
TV will be next.
Don't worry, wrestling's going to come sometime soon.
But not Vince McMahon.
Let's hope Hogan. I'm pushing for it. Hogan 2016.
You push for Hogan over Vince McMahon?
Let's move past the wrestling.
Oh,
here.
Sorry.
This is Tanner Thursday.
It's the mode I know.
Tanner likes wrestling?
I know Tanner likes wrestling, but that's not what this show is about.
Tanner likes wrestling with proper dialect.
Oh. Oh, man.
I love you, Tanner. I miss you so much. But yeah, Alan Rickman died today. I woke up to that news.
Yep.
That was pretty sad. I was a big Alan Rickman
first
fan.
Post I saw on Facebook when I logged on today.
I saw John's post. Big Johnny.
I saw Tanner's.
Really. This, of course, follows in the wake of David Bowie and Lemmy from Motorhead and David Margulies from Ghostbusters, Natalie Cole, a whole bunch of celebrity deaths lately, and good ones, too. We're not talking, like, these aren't trash celebrities. These are quality. This ain't like when Amy Winehouse died.
Oh. Wow!
I actually have a big problem with Amy Winehouse's death, which I've talked about before. Whenever you have somebody in the spotlight who you know is screwed up and is killing themselves, and instead of helping, you just exploit it. I have a problem with that. That's a whole other show for another time. I also feel like my voice is going out because I don't feel well, so I would like to apologize to the listeners out there. Unfortunately, unlike Jesse Kimball, when I get sick, I don't get the boys to men voice. I just sound like a dying frog.
Oh. Man, if only I could recreate that voice when I'm not sick.
If you could harness that voice for day-to-day use.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you cannot.
I really can't.
Also with us today in the Peanut Gallery, we got Billy to my right, Ethan to my left.
Woot-woot.
Gentlemen, hello.
Hello.
Hi. That may be the first time we've ever had Billy on tape. So every time you hear me say, sorry, Billy, I'm not a coward. He's right beside me. He could slap me at any time.
And he will.
And he has before. Before we get too far, we're going to do our usual thing and talk about some questions.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
We actually don't have that many questions because I posted this kind of late, but we have a couple
actually,
good ones.
No, it was a few hours ago. You bath-lasted it pretty early because I had to get off Facebook so I wouldn't read all of them because you get mad when we do that.
So no one just cares then.
Oh.
It's fine.
We should have just said he posted it 10 minutes till.
No, because I had to get off the internet for like 2 hours.
Women don't belong on the internet. Get back to the kitchen.
Jeez.
Who does this one belong to?
Who does this one belong to?
Well, it's a good thing that one doesn't listen to this show. We might as well just keep being
she
very
does
ambiguous.
Sometimes.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, she's not like the other one. She listens to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, they both listen to the show occasionally.
Yeah, Stephanie's messing
with
me.
I'm so lost.
We're being so vague right
local,
now. All right.
Local references.
Let's get your local view. Yeah.
Michael Branham, our old friend, he wants to know, Lindsay, you're going to want to answer this one yourself.
Oh, I did actually read this
you
one.
You saw this one? Well,
yeah,
that's because
that's why I turned it off.
This is about something that's near and dear to both of our hearts.
I'm buying it tomorrow, damn it.
What kind of business would intern Pikachu run once he was done being an intern, of course, and how successful would his business be? Of course, it's the Pikachu doll where he's got the glasses
and
the business suit. It's basically Asian businessman Pikachu.
And it's adorable, and I'm buying it tomorrow.
Okay, but what business would he run?
He would run... I don't know. I'm not a business person.
He looks like he would run a brothel filled with Chechenian prostitutes.
He would run an apple stand for the Mystery Dungeon crew. And it would be very successful.
You're telling me a man in a business suit with a briefcase has fucking apples in it.
He gets other people to sell them for him.
Helpers. Quote, unquote.
What else are you going to do with all those Pidgeys?
I like to think that he runs a sex shop filled with dittos.
Are we going to finally get to the bottom of Lindsay would have sex with, or like what Lindsay would make it transform into to have sex with on Sunday show?
I wouldn't, because you don't fuck Pokemon.
We? What's this we business you're talking about? You got a mouse in your pocket? There's three, four.
You have a mouse in your pocket?
There's four different people here. We don't, you can't answer for us three.
I'm with Lindsay on this. I wouldn't fuck a ditto.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't either, but
I'm
trying
with Dalton. I would totally fuck a ditto.
I never said I would fuck
a
ditto.
We know that you would.
I'm going to start a new campaign, Dildos for Dittos.
You want to make ditto, a dildo? Ditto. No, with that little smiley face on it? No.
Yeah, can you just imagine? Okay, so say you were having intercourse with a ditto that looked like Kate Upton, and you just look up,
and
it's got
like,
that goofy ass
it's
face.
It's like that defective one the Duplica had that couldn't change its face.
Yeah. So you just look up, and it's got just like two eyes and the straight mouth, and it's just staring at you.
To be fair.
It opens its mouth and says,
To be fair, when you're having intercourse with them, you forget they have faces.
Wow!
Is that just me with women?
Yes!
Oh. A
little bit.
Lindsay, do you care to answer?
No, I don't.
Dalton, you son of a bitch. Choke on it! Choke on your barks. Alright, Dalton, what business would intern Pikachu run once he's done being an intern?
Electric company? Ameren.
Yeah, that makes more sense. See,
I was trying.
I
to
almost choked on my water.
That because it was too obvious. Too obvious.
Jesse, what do you got?
Weight Watchers.
What
he went from fat to skinny. If you watch
that
the game,
that is true. Yeah,
that is true.
Not like lost. Mario.
Not like Mario.
You look at Mario in those original games versus now. He's put on some mass. You see, he finally started harvesting. You know.
See, I was actually going to say he was going to own a. What do they call it? The wind farms?
That's what they're called?
The hydroelectric.
Yeah. Well, they're called wind farms.
Yeah, I think they're called just wind farms. He enslaves Pidgeys on threat of electric shock to create the,
all Pokemon stories eventually just go into slavery.
Because kind of that's what happens.
That's kind of what the game is based on, is slavery. I remember when our forefathers used
animals.
To play Pokemon.
Now you realize he's going to have like double terrible. Duty because he behaved himself on John's show.
I did. I don't know if
and
you guys heard.
Did
I didn't cuss a single time.
Yeah, and we did a really good job on PW. I think I was the only one that
we
really.
We did. You did not. So Dalton says at one point, he reminds me that we're trying to do a Sports Center type thing and be professional. That's after he said motherfucker probably seven times.
God damn it. At least another 80.
I almost said the N word just to shut him up, but out of respect for Asa
and
our
show,
black listeners. If we have any, you know. Next question is from Michael Branham. God, Michael Branham's all over this one. With all the HD remakes lately, what is a classic game you want to see remastered or re-released? We talked about this earlier at the Burritovilles. Jesse, you mentioned Ultima Online. I would love to see a new version of Ultima Online.
I think
I miss this conversation?
Well, we just mentioned Ultima once or
twice.
Yeah.
I really do think that Albion Online will be this HD Ultima that you're looking for, if it ever gets out of beta where you have to pay $40 to play it.
Yeah. I hate those betas.
Yeah, you have to buy a Founders Pack in order to get in on the beta. They haven't done any sort of, like, beta releases. Like, they haven't given away any keys whatsoever.
Yeah.
The only way to play the game right now is to pay at least $40 for one of the basic Founders Packs. It's going to be free to play when it eventually releases, but I don't know.
It's like Heroes of the Storm. I got the beta key, but you wanted to play so bad you paid for it. And we ended up loving it.
You
got a bunch of stuff for that $40.
Yeah, and I mean, Heroes of the Storm is a game that I knew I was going to play.
Marvel Heroes.
Yeah.
When we both skipped out on buying the pack, and we were like, well, we really won't play it.
No.
We ended up spending so much money.
Because, remember, no, we bought the $40 packs.
The X-Force pack.
Yeah, the X-Force packs, because they came with, you know, some skins and some characters right off the bat. But there was the one huge pack. It was like $150.
For everything.
And you got everything forever.
Yeah.
Everything they ever release, you got it.
And we decided not to do it, because we were like, we're not going to spend that much money on it. And then, how much money have we spent on that game?
Let's just say, instead of counting it up, let's say we spent more than $150 and move on.
By far, I bought one Spider-Man costume for like $20.
Yeah, you did.
Just so I could be the Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got the Scarlet Spider so you could have the Spider-Man team up, and then it wouldn't look weird.
Anywho, other than Ultima, and I don't know how we got on those other subjects, one game, Dalton, I think you'll agree with me on this one, No Mercy.
Ooh,
remaster No Mercy, put it out with new wrestlers, but the same engine.
Yeah.
What about you? What game would you like to see?
I would really love to see the X-Men Legend games, 2-pack.
Oh, yeah. That's a great game.
That would be one.
Jubilee in that one.
Yeah, that, I would love for them to do a 2-pack of that and release it on. Put it on the PS2 for PS4. So I'll spend $20 for two games.
Well, I think, so you're just saying a re-release. You don't want a remaster.
I mean, if they want to remaster it, thanks. I'll play it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, in that vein, Marvel Ultimate Alliance would be awesome to get, like, a completely remastered version and redone version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, to be fair. The first one was fun, but 2 was way better.
Way more characters. Although, some odd characters, like Songbird.
Right.
Wasn't familiar with Songbird. And, oh, of course, we have the all-time classic story about GameStop and Juggernaut.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
And we won't retell that story again, but go back and listen to the GameStop episodes. We talk about it in there. One of the biggest debacles in GameStop history.
Ran out of digital codes is the point of the story.
You ran out of a digital code.
That was exclusive to GameStop. That printed on the bottom of the receipt. Oh my God. Anyway.
The rednecks came out in droves on that one.
Because the rednecks were the ones buying Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
They was angry.
How did they beat it?
Well, they heard you can play as Travis Tritt. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Good pool.
Lindsay?
I don't play enough games for that, so I'm just going to be a dork and say Chex Quest.
I
swear, I thought she was going to say Pokemon Snap.
I was going to say, what about Pokemon Puzzle League? Pokemon Snap?
Well, they're not going to make a Pokemon Snap. I wish they would, but they won't.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that before. The creator of Pokemon Snap straight up said he wasn't going to do it because having a camera is no longer a big deal.
That's kind of a bullshit game anyway. You know what's a bigger bullshit game, though, was Hey You Pikachu.
Yeah, that was awful.
Trying
Pokemon
to get
Channel, where you literally just watch parts of the anime.
That was the dumbest thing. That's when you've gotten too famous, is when stuff like that happens. Mm-hmm. You start putting games out like Pokemon Channel. Be a Pokemon TV executive. Hope you like-
You weren't even that! You just watched clips and took an occasional quiz from Meowth or Psyduck.
Hope you like hearing the same fucking name said over and over again. I hate Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate Pokemon, but I hate that aspect of Pokemon. I'm sorry, Lindsay. Please don't be mad. Allie has a question for the first time ever. She couldn't be here on the show. She's got a question for us. And it's a good question because I don't even know if she knows who Alan Rickman is. I'll probably catch shit for that. But she wants to know, in memory of Alan Rickman, what is your favorite role of his? And I had to think about that, and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
I will let you guys go first because I really – Dalton, you go first. Do you know who Alan Rickman is?
I know who
– Just say what you're going to say because we know what you're going to say.
Dogma.
I didn't think you were going to say that. Metatron.
Yeah,
he was a Ken doll.
Tanner responded, Big T himself, and he fixed it.
Aww.
But Cody caught it before he fixed it, because Tanner says Professor Snape always, but what he put originally was Professor Snaps. To which Cody replied, "Someone please try to deliver dialogue like a sassy Professor Snape."
I still like my joke where he's the professor against the performing arts.
And then Tanner replied with, "Thank you, HTC Desire, for always making sure I'm the butt of jokes." Yes, you are.
Love you, Tanner.
I would love to do a sassy black female Professor Snaps real quick, but I'm too sick. I can't do it. Dawn, you got those DSLs. You want to do it?
Jesus Christ, no. Not.
It's good to be offensive again. What can I say? I'm delirious at the moment. Forgive me.
Good old train wreck Thursday.
Yeah. That's fine. It's good for a laugh.
So you got Metatron. Jesse, what do you got?
See, I don't know. It's really a toss-up between... He was probably the only casting for Harry Potter that I truly liked
as Professor
Snape. Like, because I was one of the kids that I grew up with Harry Potter, like, with the books long before the movies came out. But I also really, 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 really liked his role in Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like, agree 100% with
it
that.
It was so good. I mean, he's, like, I can't think of a movie that I disliked Alan Rickman in. He was the most redeeming quality of...
Galaxy Quest.
Whoa, easy.
Galaxy Quest was funny.
Tim Allen was there.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I was about to say, as, what was his name? Marvin.
Marvin, yeah.
The robot, robot. The depressed robot.
Yeah.
Basically a circuitry-built version of Bob. He was an animatronic Bob.
And that was, like, that was the most redeeming quality about that movie because it was just a... very poor adaptation of the book, but yeah, it was, I love Alan Rickman. I will miss the hell out of him.
Lindsay?
I have to agree. It's a toss up between Snape and Judge Tarpin.
That those are both really, really good. What's really odd is, and I know someone's pointed out this before, is that Alan Rickman's first movie, his first film was Die Hard.
Yeah.
So his first role was one of the greatest movie villains of all time, Hans Gruber.
Right.
So that sets the bar really, really high. And I know everyone was sad when David Bowie passed away. I was too. Everybody was sad when Lemmy passed away. I was too. But I really like Alan Rickman. He's always been one of my favorites. So I was really sad, really, really sad about this one. My personal favorite one is probably Metatron as well. Yeah. I really liked him in Dogma. But I also liked him in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He was Sheriff Nottingham.
I forgot he was in that.
That was, I honestly did not like that. That's the costume.
It's not, version, yeah, right? And it's not a good film, but not Alan Rickman made it work. He was also King Philip in King of the Hill.
Yeah.
In the jousting episode.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I forgot about that too.
And he was so good. And when he had to put on like the southern accent, cause he was pretending to be British and then he did the southern, it was so funny. Cause Alan Rickman is so classy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also fantastic in Galaxy Quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just a good movie, and he was great in it. But my God, yeah, Sweeney Todd, he's been in so many good movies and died at 69 from cancer, just like David Bowie.
Yep.
69 cancer. He'll be, I guess his last movie is going to be Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Which is sad that that's his last movie.
Well, I mean, he has this trend of being the best part of shitty movies.
It's true. So maybe he'll make it redeemable. It won't just fall on Anne Hathaway this time.
Right.
Fuck Johnny Depp. Anyway, so thank you for that question. And God rest Alan Rickman. Cancer's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Asa posted
He's going to be in a... Well, wait a minute. Upcoming Projects 2. Nope. Yep. It's definitely just that one.
Because I think he was scheduled... Like, he was cast.
I'm sure he's signed
movie,
on for a couple things.
And, obviously can't participate now.
Did you guys see the picture Asa posted?
Yeah, with Lemmy, David Bowie, and...
Uh-huh.
And Alan Rickman giving the middle finger. Fuck cancer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cancer took my father 2 years ago. Lindsay, your uncle?
Yes.
Passed away a couple years ago
no,
from...
No, that was...
That was when we worked at
Stephen
Berry's.
That was, like, 2 years after I moved out here, so, like, 8 years ago.
My stepdad,
Jesse?
Early last year. Dalton?
Great aunt and uncle within the last year, yeah.
Everyone's got a cancer story.
Yeah.
They really do. It's just god-awful. And I don't want to be that guy that sits there and goes, man, we need to find a cure. Of course we need to find a cure. It's not like I'm going to say that and some scientist is going to go, oh, shit, we better get on this.
It's kind of like the St. Francis billboard they had for a while that just said, I hate cancer.
Of course you hate cancer.
Right. Like, who the fuck loves cancer?
Zach Price. Zach Price would go, I don't disagree. Cancer's pretty good.
That's, even for the character Zach Price, that's still...
You don't get a rematch with cancer.
No.
Usually, anyway.
Well, no, cancer gets a rematch with you, though.
He'll come back. Oh, fuck it. I don't want to talk about it. It's depressing me. Michael Branham's got another one.
Wow, he was bored
today. He
really
today. Is all over this. He's making up for TurtleCon. this is a good one. If the Podzilla crew was performing an Ocean's 11-style heist, what would you heist, and what would your individual roles be?
I'd be the distraction.
You just go out in the sluttiest outfit possible and, hey, boys, here's my bongos.
That or else if there was a small space to get, well, no.
Great.
Not getting in a small space with those.
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Mandy for the small spaces.
True.
Yes.
She's the littlest one.
Mm-hmm.
I would be probably, I can't decide if I'd be the brains, the brawn, or the charm. I can do all three.
Okay, Dennis.
Dalton, you would be the fall guy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to be the distraction, but then Lindsay took my job.
You can be the distraction. That's fine.
I think I'd rather see Lindsay in a sequin dress than you.
You.
For the record.
Why has it got to be sequins?
We're distracting. We're blinding them with luxury.
It's got to be bright. Shiny.
Yeah.
Nothing distracts like shiny.
I feel like I'm the guy sitting at the warehouse being like, God, I hope they don't get caught. I left too much
you're
of paper
the
trail.
Freaking
fuck.
Out.
It's hard to decide between Jesse and I for the muscle.
I'm going
to
be the one sitting in the car next to Jesse because he's going to be our IT computer guy shutting down things being like, oh, dicks, oh, dicks, oh, dicks, oh, dicks.
That's the complicated part because Jesse would be the brain. It would be the networking guy because he's, well, I guess Billy could.
Yeah, we could have Billy be the computer guy.
Billy could be the hacker. Jesse and I could be the muscle. Dalton would be the
J to his silent Bob.
The fall guy. You'd be the one just sitting outside peeing on yourself going, come on. Asa would be the suave one that walks in, you know. Steven would be the one we dress like a woman to go sleep with one of the to distract one of the men.
Yeah, no, see, I feel like Asa is the one that at the very end of it all, he's the one that turns around in the chair. Like
he's ultimate villain.
Yeah,
I feel like that would be John. He'd turn around, Jerry, be like, "Welcome. Bet you're wondering why you're here." I orchestrated it all. And Ethan would push carts.
Oh.
He'd bring us stuff from the food library.
He would be our nourishment.
Yeah, you'd provide sustenance on our journey.
Somebody at the
semen demon.
God damn it.
Talk about semen demons. Jesus Christ.
All right, so I want to get on the record here. Ethan would rather be known as the semen demon.
Than the cart pusher.
Than the cart pusher or the retriever of goods from the food library.
Ethan would be the semen demon and Nate would be the sperm worm.
I can't breathe.
Please say we don't have any more questions because it's going to be hard to top it.
That's a return to form for us. We haven't had one of those since the days of the Tuggy Squeezes.
I don't know. The Quaalude episode was pretty good.
Not for me. I didn't find it very funny.
Ow.
All right. We got one more. It's from Aaron Picard, our old friend.
Yay.
He says, thesis. The Sheriff of Nottingham was the protagonist in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Proof or disprove?
What?
And the room was silent. So he's saying, he's suggesting that the Sheriff of Nottingham was the protagonist in Robin Hood.
Okay.
Because he's Alan Rickman. He was the good guy and Robin Hood was the bad guy.
Right.
Prove or disprove?
I don't want to do that.
He was the good guy because he was better than Kevin Costner.
Well, yeah, because the movie was absolute garbage.
Yeah. I can't think of a single good Robin Hood movie except for
Lindsay.
Okay, that's not what I was looking for.
The Disney one.
The Disney one.
Thank
you.
Too.
Yeah,
but yeah, Robin Hood Men in Tights is great. I love that movie. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
Dave Chappelle, who looked like he just smoked 8 bowls before he came out there.
Yes. So he looked like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Did you just say? Have you seen Dave Chappelle in the last couple of years?
Yeah, he was at the Justin Bieber roast.
Yeah, whenever he after his little
incident.
Yeah,
the incident.
His stint away from society.
His stint in Africa.
He came back jacked.
No, did he?
Yeah.
Like Carrot Top jacked?
Not quite that scary. Did you hear that he lost the muscle because apparently people told him he was scaring people.
He was scaring people. He was already scary.
He was already weird looking. And then he had all those muscles.
Carrot Top was never funny either, for the record. The only funny thing Carrot Top ever did was inspire Blueberry Head on Mr. Show with Bob and David. That's funny.
Blueberry Head.
That's funny. What was the question? Oh, yeah, we proved it. Right?
Yeah, that's fine. Kevin Costner is terrible. That movie was terrible. Alan Rickman was great, so therefore protagonist.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I agree. Yeah, wholeheartedly. Well, that's all we got for tonight. We're going to end it there at 24 minutes. We'll see you guys on the next.
Quit being full of shit.
You have to say, we do this bit every time.
Well, I don't have any, I don't feel well. So I didn't really have anything to talk about. So I guess we could just sit here.
Here, pass that to Shannon. He could talk about that for a second.
Okay, no, here's. I wanted to sit in silence.
Here's.
That's fairly jacked. I mean,
compared to what he was?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle looks like he's about to rob somebody.
Shannon being racist again.
No, I'm not. He looks like, it's not because he's black. It's like Obama being the worst president of all time. It's not because he's black.
It's because it's not true?
It's because, well, it's not true. But,
ooh, we can talk.
You should talk about the Trump.
I was just about to say it.
Yeah, the Trump. What are they called?
The Freedom Girls or Freedom Singers and some shit like that.
What?
Please tell the story, Dalton.
Everybody's saying that Obama's Hitler. Trump just went full Nazi on
us. Who the fuck is saying that Obama is Hitler?
Republicans.
Are you from Perryville?
No.
I mean,
then there's your fucking problem.
There have been lots of people that have gone on and saying comparing Obama to Hitler, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've heard of people calling Obama a socialist, but I have never heard Hitler.
I have heard Hitler, and I don't want this to turn into one of those Donald Trump, I saw the Muslims celebrating after 9/11 type thing, but I have seen it. I'm going to look it up right now while Dalton is telling the story.
So. He had a speech, either, I don't know if this was in the last, oh, let's just say fairly recently. He had a, speech, and before, there was these three girls, wearing Uncle Sam, like, well, it was, they were dresses, but American flag dresses, essentially. And they were singing what was Obama's, or not Obama's, Donald Trump's campaign song, or a song to hype up the crowd for, this Trump speech. Which, if you just don't play Courtesy of Red, White, and Blue from Toby Keith, you're doing it wrong, because God knows they all fucking love that song.
They do.
But I'm going to see if I can find the words to it really quick. I know it starts with cowardice and having to be quiet against our freedom. It was very, it's very fucked up. Like, I'm not okay with hitting children because I'm in, like, the teaching field. I'm not saying where I'm at. I'm just, okay. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, the school that I went to still allows corporal punishment.
Yeah. Okay. So here's,
I guess better than capital punishment there.
Yeah. Here's just the opening part. Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this. When freedom rings, answer the call. On your feet, stand up tall.
Stand up, man. You're a Christian man. also, just to answer your question, 2010, what was it? Conservative somebody. Louis Gohmert said Obama was like Hitler. Georgia Congressman Paul Brown said that Obama, when talking about Obama, he said you have to remember that Hitler was elected into Democratic Germany. Glenn Beck compared him to Hitler. Rick Santorum, Milton Wolf, and the Drudge Report. All.
So, I mean, like, the names of the names that I recognize there are, like, real, like, pieces of, like, living shit.
Well, that's true, but they're all conservative, too. Just remember that.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like, conservative or not, like, they're pieces of living shit, like, outside of their political views.
Well, not only that, but, like, you have to be a real piece of shit to compare, even if you don't agree with President Obama's policies or that he's a bad president, to compare him to a genocidal monster.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's done everything opposite of that. Like,
he's preached peace. On how many levels?
Right. And not peace
and
through
spying.
And not peace through destruction. Because I guess technically that's what Trump is sporting. You know, if every Muslim was dead, then we'd have peace on Earth.
Did no, guys... just build up a giant wall around America and we'll protect ourselves from everything.
Yeah, because America can only be white people. That's Trump.
That's Trump's America.
That's Trump's America.
Did he doesn't guys... hate the blacks.
Not yet.
He hasn't said anything about it.
No, see, President, alright, I almost said President Trump, oh my god.
No, in the song they say President Trump.
Well, here's the
thing.
They
got pretty cocky for their britches. I don't think those little hags know what's up.
The thing with Donald Trump is he's an idiot, but he's also smart. I don't know how that works, but hear me out. He knows that if you talk, I'm sure he doesn't like black people. I'm sure that he thinks poor black people are a problem in America, like Mitt Romney and those, the 1% or the 10% or whatever. But he's smart enough to know that if you go after them in a public forum,
they'll go right back.
Yeah. So what does he do? He attacks immigrants. He attacks foreigners. He attacks people that most Americans will go, yeah. You know, white people still have a problem making fun of black people in public because it's so it's so taboo. But you can make fun of immigrants because they're killing us every 5 seconds, according to Donald Trump. So he's smart in that sense, in my opinion.
I don't know. I feel like...
Smart, but sleazy as shit.
I feel like he's not actually smart. The problem is that he has, you know, more money than sense.
He's smart enough for the idiots to buy into him.
Yeah. That's really it. Like, he understands, like, what he needs to say to get a certain portion of voters to really support him. Certain portion of Americans that live south of here.
Marble Hill.
North of here.
Perryville.
Perryville.
Marble Hill. North of here.
The only thing that...
Yeah, Cape's in this nice little bubble. If
where
you go
nothing
20
ever
minutes,
happens.
Yeah, if you go 20 minutes in any direction of Cape Girardeau, you are in bumfuck nowhere.
I always like the term bumfuck. Like, because you know what I think of, Ethan, when I hear the term bumfuck?
Bum.
The Jersey Shore episode.
Oh, God. You know, I feel like I know where this is going, actually, and don't
Lindsay
go there.
Just broke me.
No, I just, the whole Donald, like, that video disturbed me on multiple levels. Because it's just like, these parents are okaying this. They're okaying somebody that literally had a Muslim lady taken out of a Trump speech for just standing up. She just stood up and said, I forget what the shirt said, but I think it was not all Muslims are violent or this Muslim's peaceful. It was something. She was silently protesting. She stood up and then they had her removed.
He also kicked out a guy from one of his speeches who he yelled out, "This is boring."
Yeah. Randy Orton's never kicked anybody out of an arena for saying this is boring.
I'm sure he'd want to.
You're probably not wrong.
He could probably hear it over the silence when he's wrestling.
But no, like, he
we're
is...
back on wrestling again, Dalton.
No, he's the circus show of this presidential campaign.
He's the circus show of every presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. He's the biggest joke in presidential history.
The circus
but he's
show
a dangerous
in general.
Joke. Yeah.
Because he has so much money. And for some reason, people think that that's exactly what we need right now. Like, even the people that disagree with some of the things that he's saying about, like, his immigration policies and everything else are still saying, for some reason, they feel like a businessman is exactly what this country needs to get us out
it
of
ain't
debt.
Gonna do anything
in which
for
I
them.
Said the last time we talked about Trump, we had a businessman in office fairly recently. His name was George Bush. His name was George Bush. We want to go over this again? How we went to a recession?
If you're going to elect a businessman into office to be president, I would have rather had Romney. Because Romney was a smart businessman, too, who didn't say things like, round up all the Muslims, kick them out, and let's build a wall around America.
And honestly, like, there's really only one reason for a businessman to want to be president of the United States.
To make more money.
Exactly.
To make it easier for other businessmen who will support him and then keep him in office
longer.
Oh, yeah.
Those businessmen that are going to run for president have so many lobbyists in their pocket. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Dirty, dirty, dirty pool, mister.
And plus, yeah, I mean, like, well, flip that. Like, Donald Trump will be in the pocket of so many lobbyists.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be in the pocket of anybody willing to give him exorbitant amounts of money.
Oh, yeah. NRA is going to pay him so much.
Oh, yeah.
The popular belief is that if Donald Trump wins the bid for the Republican candidacy, that he will lose the election bad and that Democrats will win. Because if Democrats don't win... If we elect Donald Trump as the president of the United States...
We might as well just go commit suicide.
I mean, honestly, like...
Seppuku.
Donald Trump is probably, though, the best thing that could have happened to the Democratic Party for this election.
Oh, yeah.
Because long as Democrats go out and vote.
Oh, they will.
They will.
They better.
They will.
Like, Democrats have won the last two elections.
Well, because the thing is... Because
Obama was cool and black. Have you seen the people on the presidential side on the Democrats right now? Hillary or Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders is popular. He's popular.
He's super popular right now.
Super popular. But is it popular enough to win the nomination?
Yeah, I feel like it is.
Because, I mean, it's between him and Hillary.
They're going to go with Hillary. I guarantee they'll go with Hillary.
I don't think they will.
The best thing
I'll be
that,
voting Sanders.
I will. Yeah.
The best thing Sanders can do is roll with Hillary as vice president. I think that's what will happen.
Bernie's cool as shit.
Yeah. No, I like Bernie. He's awesome.
I do too. I'm not saying I don't. I just think when it comes to the nomination, they'll go for a Clinton over Bernie Sanders.
See, I don't think they will because like Hillary and Bill are, I mean, they're both Democratic candidate or they're both Democrats, but they're a little split on their views because people look back at, you know, the Clinton administration and minus the whole Monica Lewinsky incident, really approve of his administration, really approve of what he did as
well,
a president.
I approve the Monica Lewinsky incident.
So. And I think everybody's smart enough to know that Hillary isn't going to be Bill round two.
No.
But she's banking on that support of people that will think
be,
that's the case.
Right. She ain't going to be playing saxophone in the Oval Office.
She'll be blowing something.
Yeah, she will.
She'll be Monica Lewinsky.
But, yeah, no, I feel like the fact that Trump hasn't, like, Trump has to drop out or the Republicans will lose. Like, there will not be a Republican.
But Trump will not drop out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's stubborn.
Even if he does, and that's the thing, like, even if he doesn't win the primaries, then he's going to, he's going to run independent and we'll have a bull moose situation all over again.
He said he won't. He said, if I don't get the Republican ticket, I'm not going to run independent.
I don't trust
him.
I don't
believe that.
You know who we should trust the most in America? Businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
they run the country.
God.
They really do.
Yeah.
We just invite the entire Bilderberg group in there just to decide everything for the United States.
Well, isn't that already happening?
Yep.
Every year. Watch Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theories. Watch most of it. There's some episodes you can skip, to be fair.
I mean, to be fair, you could even go through, like, the other guys, like, as odd as that may seem. The end of that movie, like, or you remember the movie The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, they actually go through and talk about, like, corporate America and, like, how corporations run the planet or run the country.
They do. Consumerism runs the country.
Well, yeah, because we're
a consumerist nation.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. You remember Chris Howe?
I do.
Chris Howe always talked about how he hated consumerism back when we worked at GameStop. He hates consumerism. He hates this and that, and he wishes it wasn't like that. I was like, dude, grow up. It's fine. Consumerism's fine. And now I'm like, fucking consumerism. Why can't we all just sit around and, like, drink tea and watch posies?
Well, in fairness, that was back when we were towing the corporate line.
We were corporate whores.
It's really true.
Yeah.
We were after them pre-orders. The power of cards.
I don't want them now.
Upsell.
Keep them.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes are burning.
It's because you haven't slept properly.
Because I'm sick.
That's
and now whoever uses this microphone is going to get sick too.
Oh, it's
thanks,
you.
Shannon. Making yourself sick in the future. So I posted on my Facebook that I was on my deathbed. And I said, share your favorite Shannon memories here. One like equals one prayer. One share equals 9,999 prayers. oh shit, someone shared it. Who shared it? Drew. Drew shared it. Thank you, Drew.
He's got a lot of prayers.
Stephen Brights, I love his reply. It just says pizza.
He's channeling his inner Bob.
And a good story from Matt Lawler, who said, playing tennis with you in the middle of summer while you were wearing a winter coat and sock cap. That happened.
I believe that.
I had my seasons real screwed up. I would walk around in the winter in shorts like you do, and in summer I'd have, like, the full trench coat on. I was basically Batman. A really poor, poor Batman.
My eyes are also burning over here.
I feel fine.
Weird.
Of course you do. You gotta shave that hair, though.
Oh, yeah.
Big announcement for you Podzilla fans that know the Million Dollar Man Bun.
Yeah.
It's going away.
Tomorrow, it's getting chopped.
Is it tomorrow?
Yep, gonna call and get it done tomorrow.
I feel like we should take a picture of it and put, like, a rest in peace.
By the way, if you want to go completely bald, like, if you want to do the Tatum, I can do that for you. We can do it here and get it on film.
Do you want to do the Tatum?
We might be doing the Tatum.
Oh.
Because, like, I'm very much pushing for us to start doing video.
Can you do me a favor? Do the horseshoe.
Like, no,
shave
O-ring.
The top off.
No.
O-ring.
I'm doing new Cesaro, not old Cesaro. I'm going straight bald.
You're like, two Swiss,
yeah.
Two Swiss. Are you keeping the beard?
Yeah, I'm going to keep the beard.
Good. You can't really be a teacher without a beard.
And I have a baby face. Like,
you
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pictures of you without the beard, you look so young. You're like Stephen Bright young.
Oh, yeah. No, I look like an infant. I always shave right around my birthday so I don't feel old. That's the trick I use.
I think I shaved. When was the last time I shaved my beard? It wasn't like Easter 2 years ago.
Something like that.
And I was pissed.
Because every time you do it, you realize you hate how you look.
Yeah, I look like Homer Simpson. The part where Homer Simpson shaves and his mouth just goes right into his neck. That's me.
It's because your jawline's not as defined as you want it to be.
It's not. I've got all this pizza face on me.
Yep. November 1st, 2013.
That was
the last time I shaved my beard. Never. Ever again. Me and my older brother, me and my two brothers, we decided we were going to have a competition to see who at the end of No Shave November, we actually went all the way to Christmas, who at Christmas time would have the nicest beard grown from, like, you know, straight nothing. And me and my brother both, my little brother is actually typically clean shaven or if at most runs some scruff. we shaved, he sent me a picture message. I regret my decision. And I had just finished shaving myself. And yeah, I was like, me too. Never again. This was a terrible idea. Terrible idea.
I like those one, though. I like those things where you look at yourself and go, I instantly regret my decision. And then you just wait every day and look in the mirror and go, is it back? Is it back? It's a little fuzz. Please hurry.
I spent like a good like week and a half just real sad. Every time I looked at the mirror, I'm like, that's what I look like.
That's... Oh my God. That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. You just look at me and go, well, that's what I look like. Ain't no denying that.
That deserves the Wheel of Fortune.
Alright, one, that's not Wheel of Fortune. Two, that's
Price
not even right.
Oh, Price is Right. Shit.
And it doesn't go.
Ethan, go ahead and give us your best rendition. Close enough.
That's the sound that it happens every time CJ talks to Lindsay.
And if you heard that on the audio.
I don't think you had to finish the sentence, honestly. Like, that's the sound that happens every time CJ talks.
I'll be sleeping on the floor tonight.
I'm going to come in tomorrow morning. He's going to be like, yeah, I got yelled at. No shit.
Got a black. I come in with two black eyes. What happened? I fell down the stairs.
He just starts twitching.
You don't have stairs.
You do have stairs,
though. I do have stairs, and they're long, too.
They are.
They're dangerous.
They're really dangerous.
Did not like the way she said that.
I didn't either. Like, the look in her eye, too. There's this flash of murderous intent.
Plus, she's wearing a fucking fedora. Uh-oh.
That got you in trouble.
Too far. Too far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was too far. That was too far.
Making fun of the whole CJ.
So CJ doesn't listen to these shows, right?
As far as I know.
Okay. For you listeners out there from other countries who don't know CJ, he's one of the members of Podzilla 1985.
Kinda.
Check out some of the earlier episodes of Nerd Up.
Yeah,
or don't.
if you could find Penn a nerd, but you won't.
Nope.
Because you can't.
Ghost. You literally can't, because the moment Jesse said, I don't want to pay you anymore, they took it all away.
They did. They deleted everything.
And I can't delete it off of our page. So, like, if you go to Podzilla1985.com and you look through the subscribers, you just see a broken picture.
Yep.
That was Pen-a-Nerd. It no longer works at all.
Yep. And there's no way to get it off there either.
That's
like,
so
no,
sad.
No way to get it off. No way to recover anything. Like, unless I wanted to give them money again. And I'm not going to give them $10 just so I can, like, make it go away.
Well, not only that, but they probably erased everything that you've done.
Oh, almost certainly. Yeah. Like, it's off the servers, which, especially at this point.
That sucks. That's why I keep a backup of every show we do.
I have the raw copies, and so does Krista.
Who?
She's some girl disappeared. I haven't seen her in a while.
What? Tipsy McStagger?
Drunky Magoo?
Steven made me put Drinky Crow in his description.
Fantastic.
So if you go, we've updated the cast page for Podzilla 1985, so if you go there, a couple people got removed, some people got added. Dalton got bumped up. Let's all give an applause to Dalton. Yay!
We have to do a new goddamn picture.
Yeah, we did a new picture for Dalton. We did a new picture for Dalton for reasons. And you look so dorky. Not that you don't look dorky anyway.
Is the picture of him next to the flag?
Next to the Brotherhood of the Steel flag.
So, like, we're going to get a really good hipster one in for tomorrow, because I'm willing to say we're probably going to have to do a new goddamn picture for my... Once we get this done, fixed.
I said we should have Mandy take pictures, because she actually does photography, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's part of her, like, degree program, I think, has been doing photography, so she has a really nice camera.
She should do, like, some publicity shots for us for the page. Like, instead of just grabbing pictures of us that we like and posting it on there, let's actually do pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like pictures.
I don't.
I don't generally. There's this picture of me on my Facebook now where I'm smiling. And everybody's like, oh, you look so good, Shannon. And I'm like, yeah, I look great for a guy that's about to die.
Wait, so he doesn't like pictures, but he definitely has what looks like his Tinder profile picture, the new picture for the cast list.
Where he's just standing in his bathroom?
Yeah, just nice looking hair, smiles.
You know he's naked from the neck down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He's nodding.
That's a smile of lady. No, you can.
Lady, swipe left or right. Which is it?
Swipe down. That's what he wants. Or swipe up. Yeah, that makes the picture go. Yeah.
Push up to go down. It's flight controls. It's bad.
I don't know what's happening.
Your penis.
You want them to see your penis.
They want you to see your penis.
Do we have to start online dating for you?
No, online dating, I tried it once. It's a scary place.
I'm still an admin on OkCupid, so I go there every once in a while just to throw my weight around.
Yeah, you felt the need to show me some pictures the other day.
You just happened to be looking at the thing when I was looking at pictures, because 90% of the pictures I have to mod and say no to are dicks.
Yeah.
Nothing I can see but that. It's sad is that when you see, because OkCupid was like one of the big original dating sites, and whenever you see a guy on there with his dick out, it's legit. He's really showing off his dick. When you see a half-naked girl or a naked girl, it's a bot. They're trying to trick you into getting money. So it's kind of depressing.
So whenever these dicks are out, is it a full erection? Is it a half?
It was the full deal.
Yeah, because you don't want to take a picture of a dick.
If he's playing Assassin's Creed 4, is he like, you can't see the controls, he's just on full like sail mode?
He's on full sail.
Yeah, he is.
Full Sail University.
Full Sail. No, we're not plugging them like this.
I'm just saying, oh, they're plugging them, all right.
No, they're not. They're on OkCupid.
I'm just saying, if you're going to take a picture of your dick and put it on the internet,
no,
make sure it's erect.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want a picture, because I don't want to get too personal, but when mine's chilling, he's chilling hard.
Wait, all right, you're going to have to explain that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't get
me.
That enough.
What's the thing Colton always asks? Are you a grower or a shower?
Yeah.
I still don't entirely know what that means, but apparently I'm a grower. Meaning I start small, but then my game picks up. And I extend to a full 2 to 3 inches.
I was going to say you extend to from a small to a...
That's mean.
But I think you got the gist of it. And then a shower is basically just it goes from pointing down to pointing out.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go around the room. Dalton.
Lindsay.
I don't have a penis.
Dalton.
I'm not answering that question.
I did.
That's fine. You're the host.
I'm adventurous.
That's fine.
I again want to point out that I'm very sick. And the statements expressed.
He's not really
Shannon.
Right in his mind right now.
I'm really not.
It is train wreck.
That's yeah, fine. But we've done such a good job. I've done such a good job lately of being almost professional.
But like, it's train wreck.
I know. You don't,
this is the episode where we get to be like this.
All right, fine. Then I'm just going to say it. I think everyone should own a midget.
Why?
I think they should come standard with most cars.
Why?
But see, it would be my luck that I would get Eric Siegfried.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. For those of you that don't know, and you don't, Eric Seifert was a very small man who stalked us at GameStop.
Uh-huh.
I remember one time we got a shipment in.
He wanted to correct us on everything we said by
stalk. He also believed that the Xbox 360 HD player was going to beat the Blu-ray player.
Yep.
Billy.
HD DVD was going to win the format wars.
Wait a minute. So with Jesse's new car, that brings that whole, like, that first time I ever started really making fun of Jesse. He's just holding the little person and being like, oh, the little person's holding the key inside of the key. This is neat.
Jesse actually bought...
Come here, little fucker.
He bought one of those strap-on things. He had the midget on his chest.
He has the papoose.
Yeah.
I'd be carrying around Eric Siegfried in a papoose.
You'd get a workout.
Same in the Toys R Us. I want to complain. So Jesse,
I want to buy this product and return it because it doesn't work exactly how I wanted it to.
Jesse got a new car, so he got a new midget. I got a used car, so I got an old midget. He died. Actually, they sent my midget in the mail with the title, and I still haven't gotten it. I hope someone fed the little guy.
You get the box, there's no holes, you get really concerned.
There's just bones. Oh, God. Clutching the title and a note to his family.
But it's like 5 different addresses because you have to send them to the homes that they now live at. God. Oh, wow. I hope we have no little people listening.
Oh, if we did, Mandy. Don't know.
Oh, Mandy's not that small.
She's not.
She's not. She's. You can't put her in her butt in your pocket. And go. I don't know.
We broke Shannon. Lindsay, ask one of your really good questions that you asked for the Mr. 100 Presents that you never asked me.
I'm sorry.
How much time do we
have?
Because
he was on early enough that I didn't ask one of my like drawn out questions.
Oh, go ahead. We'll answer a drawn out question.
Okay, hang on.
Then I want to talk about Pokemon. And preview Nerd Up.
How about you preview Nerd Up while I think of a question? Because, I mean, I don't just pull them out of my ass.
Dalton, put your finger away.
CJ.
Oh, fuck. I hope he doesn't listen to this one. And I know he won't. But if he does, that'll nip that in the bud real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm going to be like, CJ, we had a really, really good show. We had like a good 5-minute conversation towards the end about how great of a person you are.
Please don't.
Please don't.
I have to live with her. She will hit me.
Are you
She'll hit
me?
Me and call me you.
Hmm.
God damn Dalton if she hits me. I'm clearly not Dalton. Alright, so while Lindsay's thinking of that question, as you are all aware of, or should be aware of, Pokemon's 20th
anniversary? 20th anniversary.
They now, need to do another tour, damn it.
I was going to say, one of the cool things Lindsay and I got to do together was we went to Memphis for the
10th anniversary tour.
Yeah. Wait, were you guys there with us?
The black
and
white.
No, we went there with the black and white release, yeah.
But Lindsay and I went to the 10th anniversary, and she didn't want to go. Remember that?
I know. You I was like, throwing a hissy fit and being a crybaby.
She was. She was like, no, I don't want to go. There's not blah, blah, blah. I made her go, and she had a great time.
I held the hand of a Pikachu. Munchlax and Pikachu. You were in between them.
And I remember, so there's these two, there's a Pikachu and a Munchlax in costume, and I'm holding their hand as we take a picture. And I said out loud, I hope you're both girls. And I could have sworn I looked at Pikachu and he shook his head no.
Well, his tail wasn't heart-shaped.
Yeah. Also, the tail was in the front.
Oh, my God. That is my favorite bit from Community.
I didn't get that part.
There's I forget the setup for it, but the dean in the show Community always wears, like, these really weird costumes. Oh, it was for this anti-drug play that they were doing for, like, one of the middle schools in the area. And principal or the dean comes out, and he's wearing a bee costume, and all the other people are wearing bees. Their stingers are in the back.
Yeah.
And then his is in front, but nobody really addresses it until the very end. He walks out, and then Donald Glover, Troy, just like, I want my stinger to be in front. And then it just cuts to the opening credits. It's like the greatest fucking bit ever.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, though. I hope they do another tour. I will go to Memphis again, Lindsay.
You enjoyed Nurse Joy.
Oh, we all do.
So there was a girl in Nurse Joy's costume.
Was it Rachel?
No, I wish.
We were standing in line for me to get the legendary downloads, and let's just say there was an escalator right beside us.
So Nurse Joy gets on the escalator. She's already flirting with all the guys there. Like, she's a big hit because she's very attractive, and she's got the little short dress on, and she's flirting with everybody. She's waving, and then she goes up the escalator, and I watched all the other guys as they just stood down and looked up. Straight up her dress. Every single one of them. And I nudged Lindsay and I was like, you fucking seeing this? That's great. Bunch of perverts.
Okay, since we're on Pokemon, I'll make it a Pokemon question.
Okay.
You're a gym leader. Which type of Pokemon do you use?
Which kind of Pokemon does the little shit have? And can I be the first one?
All right. Can we address one thing that I've always had a problem with Pokemon is that why would you be how can you be a gym leader with one type of Pokemon?
That's just the way they've made it.
Yeah, but like, okay, so you're supposed to be one of the
train that type of Pokemon.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be one of the best ever with one type of Pokemon.
Exactly. You're supposed to be able to beat their weaknesses with that type of Pokemon.
Every trainer beats them. Every trainer that goes up against them.
Did the little shit pick a Squirtle? Because I'm gonna go straight. I want to be the first gym, and I have Raichus, all of them, and they all know Thunderbolt. I'm fucking his shit up.
I actually really liked. Did you guys ever see that? I'm trying to remember, Pokemon Origins. I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
Like I really, really liked the way they kind of addressed like different level trainers and you know different trainers popping in at different times. Like basically, Brock asked him, you know, what level are your Pokemon? Like, what kind of Pokemon are you using? That kind of thing. And, that's when he was like, oh, okay, well, cool. I'll use Geodude and Onix, I think were the two that he used in the show. And like, you know, he had six Pokeballs sitting over there. So presumably, he had some lower level ones for like some of the lower level trainers that come by. And then he had some really high level ones ready for, you know, some of the more experienced trainers. If that was
not everybody goes to all the gyms in the same order other than in the video game.
Right.
And I don't catch that many Rattatas.
it seems to me like that if you want to train your rock Pokemon, you go to Brock's gym. Like, that's the way it always, like.
And that makes sense, but I don't see how they're gym leaders. Like, they give out badges saying they're the best of the best. If you can beat them, here's a badge. Except you know what type they use. So you just pick the opposite type, train it, and you got an automatic victory.
But it's a matter of they have to know which type to do. If it's a new trainer, they might not necessarily know what they're doing.
Congratulations.
Like, I mean, come on. How big of a fuck up was Ash? He tried using Pikachu against the rock types originally, remember?
Yeah, and eventually Pikachu beat everything.
That's because Pikachu is special.
Oh, it doesn't matter what type they use. Electric beat everything.
Yeah. Dragonite, Onix,
Mew, Mewtwo.
All of them.
God. Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I stopped watching after the.
I'd watch that episode.
Oh, I'd watch the shit out of that episode. Just Pikachu, like Thunderbolt.
Pikachu, no Donald Trump. I want to say I really like the way that you handled those gems, Pikachu Thunderbolt.
Pikachu, Pika P. He turns all black, charred, and then Ash's like, toupee. "You're fired now, bitch."
Like, that would be the greatest.
And then his ashes fall to the ground, but his toupee stays in the air for a few seconds. And then falls.
And it kind of twirls.
It twirls in the air. I saw a video once of this guy that sucker punched this other guy, and he hit him so hard in the side of his face, legitimately, the guy's hat flew, like, he knocked his, knocked him down, his hat stayed in the air and spun around for a few seconds and then fell.
Were they playing front hand, back hand?
No.
That sounds dirty.
Nobody wins a front hand, back hand.
What's front hand, back hand?
You wanna play?
No! I want to explain to me first.
I'll show you after the show.
Cool. No, not cool.
Don't look at Jesse. Look at me.
We'll show you the video.
All right, okay, so good. Pokemon 20th anniversary. Jesse, you got a special show on Sunday in store for this one. What do you got?
Actually, that was a nice little sneak peek because that was one of the questions I was going to ask around the table. Basically, we're just going to have an entirely Pokemon-themed episode celebrating the 20th anniversary. Of course, you were invited, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I better be or I will cry.
She really will. That's not a joke.
Yeah, like... That was as soon as I was like, I'm going to do a Pokemon episode. I hope Lindsay's off work.
I am. I'm off till Tuesday because I took vacation.
The first thing I said when Jesse said we're doing a Pokemon show, I was like, "You're going to invite Lindsay, right? Because she will be depressed."
Yeah, no, like that was
more so than you.
I am the resident Pokemaniac, so
there were little kids that used to have crushes on her at GameStop because she was such an expert on Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Plus the giant breasts.
That always helps.
That always helps.
Yeah, I think that...
Lindsay, you're not a piece of meat. I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
I no, think that it will be me, Lindsay...
Well, three if you want to get technical.
Woo!
Whoa! So it'll be me, Lindsay, I think Dalton and Asa are going to be headlining that show for the Pokemon.
What about the Siren Sisters?
The Siren Sisters!
Oh my god, that would be their little, like... Like, I walk up to them and then the little exclamation point. It's two of them, though. And it just says the Siren Sisters, and God, I hope I have a Pokemon to kick their ass right away. It's just that all their Pokemons only know Screech. That was a clever joke.
That was clever, but good. Too mean.
Yeah.
Too mean.
Look, that was over the top. We gotta give him shit. If you listen to the newest episode of Nerd Up, good episode, but,
the beginning and the end, they do their best at some dial tones, is I think what they were trying to mimic, and then, at one point, Mandy went full dial-up modem,
and I'm sure she thought it was adorable.
Oh, yeah. Well, because she saw the look on my face, and she always thinks it's hilarious to annoy me.
I heard anger.
I knew I was mad.
I could hear anger.
That's the first time I ever heard Jesse go, God damn it, and mean it.
Like, my phone was getting hot. That's how mad he was.
Your phone turned red.
My phone was turning red.
It grew a tie. Anger from...
Oh, okay, cool.
Inside Out. That was the joke.
So Sunday, so yeah, keep going.
Sunday. It's going to be a fun episode. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of Pokemon-themed questions. I haven't decided if I'm going to ask for fan support or not, because I have a bunch of things that I just want to talk about.
Well, so if you're going to make it a Pokemon-themed episode, why don't you post, you know, share your favorite Pokemon memory?
That
doesn't have to be a question, but let's get the audience involved. Maybe they'll be a little bit more receptive to this than a free t-shirt.
I was gonna say, did you even post the contest information?
Not yet. I'm gonna post it today.
And that's something we can talk about again on this episode. I think actually it would be a good idea for us to just mention that contest on every episode.
Yeah.
What was the deadline on it?
February 12th.
I already have the best name.
What's the name?
Zildos.
Huh. Well, anyway.
I'm sure our fans would love to be compared to a sex.
No!
Oh, Zildos isn't derived from dildos.
No.
It's derivative.
Yeah.
It's just derivative.
No, it's just
What does that word mean, Shannon?
It derives from dildos. All things.
It's derivative of what, Nate? Sorry. So contest. Shannon, go ahead.
Pokemon on Sunday, the big 20th anniversary Pokemon edition of Nerd Up this Sunday. It's gonna be huge, first off.
Yes.
It's gonna be big. But yes, we still have that contest going. We want to name for our fans. If you're listening to the show and you're not one of our circle of friends.
Even if you are.
Or if you are, as long as you don't work on the show, Cody. Send us your name, your suggestion for the name of our fans. Lady Gaga has her monsters. Jay-Z has his prisoners. And we
no,
are
Satan.
Looking for a name for our fans. So what you're going to do is you're going to email us at podzilla1985@gmail.com or at hotmail.com. We got both. Give us your best suggestion. Facebook it to us to our Facebook or send us a private message if you know us. And the winner, which we will decide upon on February 12th, gets a free Podzilla 1985 t-shirt designed by the lovely Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yes.
Which
we're
is
not
going to
decide it on the 12th because the deadline is midnight on the 12th.
Yeah.
We'll announce it The following Thursday.
On the following show, yeah.
The following Thursday.
And if you don't want to wait till then, you can always go to redbubble.com, look up Podzilla 1985.
You'll find Lindsay's entire line.
Yeah, we got a couple of great items out there right now you can buy. We get a small portion of the profits. I'll get the Tanner one up soon. Tanner Thursday, new logo. You'll see it tonight.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Be great. And, all of those proceeds, by the way, go to keeping this show up and running and, you know, extra equipment.
Better
whatever
equipment.
We need. Yeah, better equipment.
Maybe and free t-shirts for you guys later.
Yeah, maybe better cast in the future. I don't know. Looking at you, Dalton. But you have our word that we don't line our pockets with this. If you could see how me and Jesse dress, you would know.
It's true.
We don't have money.
No.
This is a labor of love. And we're going to cut it off on that note.
No one answered my question.
Which one was the question?
What Pokemon would you use? For me, it would be
type?
Fighting. Because I'm a man's man. Zangoose is all around. Oh, you beat my Zangoose? Well, meet my new Pokemon. Zangoose. I gotta hit him on something in
well,
there.
Well, then technically, Zangoose is a normal type.
Yeah.
Is he really? He's not
a
fighter?
No, it's normal.
What is Beedrill?
You can teach him a fighting type. Really, what is Beedrill?
It's bug
flying.
He's bug poison.
Electric. Rock.
I would assume that.
Ice cream.
There are Pokemon that are.
Yes, that's the joke. Oh.
I know.
my Pokemon, I would train a very specific class of Pokemon. I would call them nightmares. Beedrill. Because if there was a Pokemon I'd hate to meet in real life, it's a swarm of fucking Beedrills.
3-foot bees with giant stingers.
That just live to fuck your shit up.
Yeah. Because, I mean, wasps already fuck your shit up.
Now imagine.
They're tiny.
Imagine 3-foot wasp with drills for hands. No.
Yeah, because that was probably in the first season of the Pokemon cartoon, that was one of those terrifying fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He gets chased down by a swarm of Beedrill.
Me gusta, no.
Also,
Mr. Mime would be in there. Dalton?
I'm going to have to go with electric.
Jesse?
Steel.
Lindsay?
Water, because I have to have my Vaporeon.
She does. She loves her Vaporeons. Yes. Who doesn't love a dogfish?
The Dragonite's my favorite Pokemon, for sure, but somebody's knocking on the door.
I don't know who it is.
And grasping.
No, there's somebody at the door.
I don't know what's happening over there.
I don't know either. We're going to wrap this.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
I can't tell if he looks familiar or not, and that's what's freaking me out.
All right, well, we're going to wrap the show up anyway. Thank you guys for listening. If we die in the next 5 seconds, this will be our last will and testament. Hope you enjoyed the show. Buy the merchandise. It'll help pay for our funerals. And we'll see you guys on the next show. Have a good night. Dalton, take us out.
See ya.